Well, welcome back to Hunter, Logan, and Mike. This is Season 8, Episode 4, The Depression Test. And I'm going to get right into this one. I've been having a rough go of it. At times, maybe feeling sorry for myself or feeling like no one understands. Or feeling like I'm all alone. Or feeling like my joy has been stolen. I have no happiness. Down and out. Like I know there's things that are really well and things are good in a lot of places and they could be worse. But yet, I'm still just like it doesn't matter. Because there's some things that aren't right. So as all this is playing out, and this is over a couple of days, maybe a week even, my wife, as I'm taking her to an appointment, she says, maybe you ought to see the doctor. I think you're going through depression. Now, I have never been a depressed person in my life. I may have gotten melancholy once or twice for not even long, maybe a half a day or something. I don't know. But I have never been a depressed person. But whatever was going on, I noticed I wasn't myself. I could tell that. Energy levels down. But of course, I'm wore out, man. I'm human. But it got me to thinking. So I got online and I looked up depression tests. You can take this test. It's not a diagnosis, but you can use this to see if you have signs of depression or could be depressed. So I took this test. It wasn't very long, 3 to 5 minutes, maybe 5 minutes at the most. And sure enough, don't you know, and I knew what the results were going to be before I even took it. It shows that you are highly depressed. I'm highly depressed. I'm like, well, you look at this. So I went home after that. And I'm like, kind of struggling. You know, I'm like, oh, man, how did that get on me? How did the spirit of depression get on me? Because I believe, some people don't believe this, but I believe that depression is a spirit. I do. And people debate that, and I'm not here to debate it. That's just what I believe. Now, as I'm contemplating all this in my mind, I go home and I do some yard work, and I just don't have the stamina that I used to have. And that's going against everything that the doctor said. Because the doctor said, I'm in perfect health. So if I'm in perfect health, everything, this shouldn't be happening. Right? So as I'm finishing up in the yard, I go in and take a shower. And as I'm showering, I start talking to the Lord. And I'm like, I refuse to be depressed. I refuse to accept that. I have never been, and I am not about to start being this way. I said, Lord, I have your spirit in me. I have your power over this. So you know what? Immediately after saying that, I started to feel like my old self. Because I started rebuking that immediately. But you know what else I did? I got in the Bible. I got in the Word. And I started to study about joy. And you know what I realized? Joy and happiness is not the same thing. Which I think I already knew that. There's a lot of scriptures that deal with joy in the Bible. But joy is really a gift from God. It's also a commandment. He commands them to be joyful. And joy is supernatural. Why? I want to know, why is the joy of the Lord our strength? Because it was the joy. That's where he drew his strength to go to Calvary. Read it. It's in the Word. But happiness is fleeting. Happiness can be bought. And sometimes happiness can even be learned. People search for happiness all the time. They're searching for it. Happiness could be a new Escalade. But the newness wears away. Then happiness has to be something else. Happiness could be that new big house. Until there's something else. Joy doesn't go. Joy stays. And then you start to understand as you're studying on this joy that joy can exist with an anger feeling. Joy can exist with sad feeling. Joy can exist with other feelings. Not forever. But you can have those. Look, Jesus had joy, but he was angry. When he went into the temple and flipped over all those tables and chased those thieves out, he was angry, but he had joy. You're not going to know that unless you're in the Word. So depressed, I choose not to be. There's a lot of circumstances and situations that I wish they weren't like they were. But you know what? I am not going to dwell on them and continue to let them suck the life out of me, basically. I'm going to give them to Jesus. But I got to give them to him. I can't just say I'm going to give them to him. And then not give them to him. I got to give them to him. Listen, folks, we're good about doing that. At least I am. Well, here, I give it to you. But I'm really going to take care of myself. Because we're looking at it in the natural. Happiness. It's not the same as joy. The joy of the Lord. Think yourself happy. I think myself happy. You think yourself happy. That's what he did. Think yourself happy. But know that the joy of the Lord is your strength. That's your real strength. The joy of the Lord. Now, being a full-time caretaker, trying to run a radio station, and do artist stuff, it's pulling me in all different directions. But you know what? I'm going to do the best that I can with what I got. And I'm going to try to be better at all of them. And God knows. And I trust him. This last year, and 8 months have been the most challenging months that I can remember. Really has. And it ain't over yet. But I pray he finds me worthy. I pray that I come through all of this where he is proud. That you say, hey. You know what? That's my boy. Because I want to live every day to please him. And it's faith that pleases him. So I got to have faith. If I put my faith in him, Christ and Christ crucified, then I got to trust the process. I know this was a little bit deeper, a little bit quicker, a little bit deeper. Not as long as the other ones, but I felt led to share this with you. Or maybe I just needed to share it myself and hear it out loud. But one thing's for sure, folks. I'm expecting great things to happen from here on out. I really am. Because I really do believe God has a good will towards us. I really do believe he has our best interest set forth. And he wants to see us prosper. Not just financially. I don't even know if financially is even in the prosperity thing. Who knows? Because all this is worldly. We're supposed to be laying up treasures up in heaven. Not here. Up there. So don't feel bad that you might not have anything here. Maybe if you don't have anything here, you got a lot up there. Which is going to be better in the end anyway. Right? Hey, I love you. Appreciate every one of you. I really do. Appreciate you sticking with me. Got some new music coming. I hope you're going to like it. I really do. Pray for me as I pray for you. I believe the Lord's doing something. And he's going to do something really great for all of us. As I often say a lot of times, Matthew 6:33. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. I'll see you on the next one.